Brighton Festival 2017. All of the news, reviews, and what not to miss at Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.
You're listening to Radio Reverb's Brighton Festival special with the Furrow Collective, live at Brighton Dome on Monday the 15th of May 2017.
Actually from round here. This was from Sussex. It was collected in a journal of Lucy Broadwood's. I think it was from a guy called Harry Hill in Sussex.
We're going to carry on with a murder ballad from Scotland.
It's never too early for a murder ballad.
Everyone ready? This one I got from the singing of Ray Fisher, and Martin Carthy put this tune to this set of lyrics. Does my love ride, or does he run, or does he walk the woods among? He vowed this night to come to me, alas, but my love tarries long. He does not ride, nor does he run, but fast walks he along the way. He has more mind of his fair love than he has for the light of day. He saw a hound draw near a hare,
Oh, he avoro, oh, 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 I'll sing another Scottish song now. This one's called Queen Eleanor's Confession. Queen Eleanor's lying on her deathbed and she's got some things she wants to get off her chest, so she sends back home to France for two friars to come and hear her confessions. And the king hears about this plan and he's not very happy, so he persuades his friend, the Earl Marshal, that the pair of them should dress up as two friars from France to go and hear his wife's confessions, which they do with some interesting results.
Set the young marshal, but a very very fiat man he was.
Well, see you not that bonny little boy a-playing at the ball. Oh, that one is the marshal's son, and I love him best of all. And see you not that other little boy a-playing at the ball. Oh, that one is King Henry's son, and I love him worst of all. For his back is like a black boar's back, his feet are like a bear's. What matter, cried King Henry, he's my son and my she was betrayed. Were it not for the hilt of my good broadsword, or by the heavens so high, a marshal I'd have spilt your blood, or a marshal you would hang
high. This is the Furrow Collective with Anna and Elizabeth, live at the Brighton Festival on Radio Reverb.
Thanks. So we are the Furrow Collective, just in case you don't know where you've come along to tonight. We've got Emily Portman over there, Alistair Roberts, Rachel Newton,
and Lizzie Barrett.
So thanks so much for coming. We as a band decided to focus on traditional song as our in this guise. And so we collect our songs from all sorts of different places. And this next one was from a book I stole from my dad. It was about learning the Appalachian dulcimer, this book was. I'd never actually learned it. I just got this song from it. So this was a collection by Gene Ritchie. And this version is Dear Companion.
Far Just go and leave me if you wish to.
Thanks very much. What a pleasure it is to play in this room.
It's the first venue with dry ice on this tour.
So I've realised I've got to make a conscious effort every night to wear matching socks. Now I have to take my shoes off and stamping. Anyway.
So this next song is a bit like, I feel like it's in the same times as Queen Eleanor. But this one's called King Henry. I think it might be a different King Henry to Ali's song. This particular King Henry is a very chivalrous person, and he is required by this. There's a kind of hag that comes into his halls when he's having a feast, and she asks him all these outrageous things. And I feel like if there's a moral to this tale, it is, you are always wise to do what women want, as you will see. And I think King Henry is a wise man. Let never a man a wooing wed that lacks these virtues three. A ruth of gold, an open heart, a cup of charity. King Henry's taken him to his hall, but to make burly cheer. When loud the wind was heard to call, an earthquake rocked the floor. And darkness covered all the hall, where they sat at their meat. The greyhounds yowling left their food, and crept to Henry's feet. And louder howled the rising wind, burst the fastened door. In there came a grisly ghost, stood stamping on the floor. Her hair was hanging at her heels, streaming the rain. She said, it has been 7 long years since I felt fire's flame. Her teeth were like the tether stakes, hideous was her form. He's thrown to her his mantle, saying, lady, come into the warmth. More meat, King Henry, more meat you give to me. are what meets in this house, lady, that I can give to thee. Oh, you can kill your good greyhounds and bring them here to me. Oh, when he slew his good greyhounds, how his heart was sore. She ate them up, both skin and bone, left nothing but hide and hair. Now more meat, and Henry, more meat you gave to me. Ah, what meat's in this house, lady, that I can give to thee? Oh, you can kill your berry brown steed, bring it here to me. Oh, when he slew his berry brown steed, how his heart was sore. She ate it up, both skin and bone, left nothing but hide and hair.
Song features Lucy Farrell on the musical Saw. It's a Spirit Jackson. But she has had the teeth sawn off, or because it was a bit of a health and safety hazard. The song's called The Unquiet Grave. I should say, actually, that I learned that version from the singing of Shirley Collins. She's a local lass. So thanks, Shirley.
Come on.
You're listening to Radio Reverb's Brighton Festival Special with the Furrow Collective, live at Brighton Dome on Monday, the 15th of May, 2017.
Thank you very much. We've come to our last number. Oh, but yeah, we were very much looking forward to hearing Anna and Elizabeth after the interval. And before we do our last number, I'd just like to say thanks to everyone here. The tech crew have been brilliant and they've been very well looked after. So thanks, Brighton Festival. And thanks for having us.
Ladies and gentlemen, Anna and Elizabeth.
Yeah.
We're going to sing an American song to welcome our guests over the water.
So nice of you. Ali was feeling a bit nervous about singing an American song in front of these Americans, but we broke the ice by doing some hog impressions, so it was all right.
This is called Wild Hog in the Woods. It's from Virginia.
We have some Wild Hog CDs for sale outside, if anyone fancies taking one home. So, thanks everyone for coming.
There's a wild hog in the woods.
Diddle-o down, diddle-o day.
There's a wild hog in the woods.
Diddle-o.
There is a wild hog in the woods. Kills a man and drinks his blood.
Cut him down, kill him if he can.
I wish I could that wild hog see.
Diddle-o down, diddle-o day.
I wish I could that wild hog see.
Diddle-o.
I wish I could that wild hog see if he take a fight with me.
Come okay, cut him down, kill him if he can.
Here he comes through yonder's marsh.
Diddle-o down, diddle-o day.
Here he comes through yonder's marsh.
Diddle-o.
Here he comes through yonder's marsh. Splits his way through oak and ash.
Come, okay, cut him down, kill him if you can.
lofty palms on India's burning shore, listening to the tiger's howl and the savage lion's roar. As I stood gazing on the scene, 'twas lonely, bleak, and drear. Slowly advancing from the wild woods, an old man did appear. From whence came you? The old man said, in a voice both meek and low, I'm from the good old native isle, where the Lee and Shannon flow. You are welcome to our sunny isle, the old man did reply, as tears rolled down his hollow cheeks and bitter.
The Weeping Willow Tree. As they sailed on the low and the lonesome water, as they sailed on the lonesome sea, they hadn't been a-sailing 2 weeks or three till they were overtaken by the golden silvery. As they sailed on the low and the lonesome water, as they sailed on the lonesome sea. Then cried the captain, what shall we do? The golden silvery will surely cut us in two. As we're sailing on the low and the lonesome water, as we're sailing on the lonesome sea. Up stepped a little sailor, speaking mighty free. Says, Captain, no captain, what will you give to me? If I sink 'em in the low and the lonesome water, if I sink 'em in the lonesome sea, I will give you gold and I will give you fee. I'll give you my daughter, and married you will be. If you sink 'em in the low and the lonesome water, if you sink 'em in the lonesome sea. He bowed to his breast, and away swam he. He swam till he came to the golden silvery. As they sailed on the low and the lonesome water, as they sailed on the lonesome sea. He had a little auger fit for to bore. He bored holes in the bottom of the floor as they sailed on the low and the lonesome water, as they sailed on the lonesome sea. Well, some were playing cards and some were shooting dice till the salt water was flashing in their eyes as they sailed on the low and the lonesome water, as they sailed on the lonesome sea. Some had hats and some had caps, trying to stop the salt water gaps as they sank in the low and the lonesome water, as they sank in the lonesome sea. Captain, oh captain, take me back on board, for I have been just as good as my word. I have sunk 'em in the low and the lonesome water, I have sunk 'em in the lonesome sea. I know that you have been just as good as your word, but never no more will I take you in on board. Though you sunk 'em in the low and the lonesome water, though you sunk 'em in the lonesome sea. If it wasn't for the love of your daughter and your men, I would do unto you just as I done unto them. I would sink you in the low and the lonesome water, I would sink you in the lonesome sea. He bowed to his back and down sank he, bidding farewell to the weeping willow tree. As they sailed on the low and the lonesome water, as they sailed on the lonesome sea.
It's such an honor. Who's here for Shirley Collin?
We were, and we...
Anyway, we're freaking out.
Yeah.
We were the ones going, woo! That she had to tell to shush. She shushed us. Yesterday, Shirley Collins shushed us from stage.
It was a high point
of our lives. But anyway, we'll shush ourselves now and sing this last song. This is...
You're invited to sing along.
This is from... the wonderful singing family of Vermont, the MacArthur family from southern Vermont.
Yes. Hush now.
I
This is the most active lullaby that we know.
This is a woman that Shirley Collins helped record, though she's not often cited because she's a lady, like to say. Anyway, this is she helped Alan Lomax record this woman named Texas Gladden, and from not far away from where Elizabeth lives.
Mama, mama, have you heard? Papa's gonna buy me a mockingbird. If that mockingbird don't sing, Papa's gonna buy me a diamond ring. If that diamond ring turns brass, Papa's gonna buy me a looking glass. If that looking glass gets broke, Papa's gonna buy me a billy goat. If that billy goat runs away, Papa's gonna buy me an iron gray. If that iron gray won't trot, Papa's gonna buy me a house and lot. If that house and lot don't suit, Papa's gonna buy me a hootsie toot.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Radio Reverb's Brighton Festival Special with the Furrow Collective and Anna and Elizabeth playing live at Brighton Dome on Monday, 15th of May, 2017.
Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival Hour.